Texte numéro 119. What exactly is moderate drinking? Over the past several years, there's been a rise in alcohol-related deaths and a steady wave of news about the health risks of drinking. Calls for people to drink in moderation have become more urgent. But what exactly does that mean? Tongue-in-cheek, people have defined it as not drinking more than your doctor, said a scientist at the Canadian Institute for Substance Use Research. More officially, in the United States, moderate drinking is defined as one drink or less per day for women and two drinks or less per day for men. But other countries define moderate drinking, also called low-risk drinking, differently. And recent research around alcohol's health harms has raised questions about current guidelines. Experts used to think that low or moderate amounts of alcohol were good for you. That assumption was based on research showing that people who drank in moderation lived longer than those who abstained or drank excessively. The longevity benefit disappeared around two drinks a day for women and three drinks a day for men. But many researchers now think that those conclusions were based on data analyses that had all kinds of methodological problems. For example, one issue was that many people who abstained from alcohol did so because they had existing health problems, while people who drank moderately were more likely to have healthy lifestyle habits. It created really what was an illusion of health benefits with low to moderate amounts of drinking. A new method for establishing risk looks just at deaths from conditions directly related to alcohol, such as liver cirrhosis, alcohol poisoning, pancreatitis, and certain types of cancer. It's much less biased and confounding if you just focus on alcohol-caused conditions, one expert said. Using this method, experts have found that low-risk drinking entails less alcohol than many nations, including the United States, currently advise. But the precise level at which alcohol consumption starts to harm health and what is considered an acceptable level of risk is still up for debate. A few countries have adjusted their recommendations. Australia and France now advise that both sexes consume no more than 10 drinks per week. That's down from 2 a day for men and women in Australia and 3 a day for men and 2 for women in France. Canada's latest guidelines are more stringent. Low-risk drinking is defined as no more than 2 drinks total per week, regardless of sex. For the most recent American guidelines issued in 2020, an advisory committee recommended that men and women consume no more than 1 drink per day. That guidance incorporated the latest research that there was no amount of alcohol that benefited health, but these guidelines have not been officially adopted. Adapted from New York Times, October 2024.